Hi, my name is Michael Palermo, and this series is all about developing for Windows 8 in half the time. This episode is going to cover something that's very important, I promise. In fact, I'm going to bring in Jeremy Foster once again by popular demand to cover what I'm going to promise you is going to be very important. Jeremy.
Thank you, Michael, and thanks for having me back. This is fun. I'm glad to be here, and I promise I won't use the promise joke anymore. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at some promises in just a second. We're going to switch over to code, so let's take a look. All right, so once again, we are looking at the Code Show project. This is a Windows 8 app written entirely in HTML and JavaScript. The purpose is to teach you how to make Windows 8 apps in HTML and JavaScript, and you can find the whole source at codeshow.codeplex.com. Go to the source code tab and download the whole thing. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about is promises. This is the JavaScript way of implementing asynchronicity. Go to the promises demo quite easily, and in the first section here, the purpose is to teach you the concept of what a promise is for. Let me show that to you. The first one I have here, this is a synchronous task. When I click start, it's going to take 3 seconds for this task to complete, and you're going to notice that the start button doesn't free up. Instead, it stays black, and that's a problem because the user gets a bad experience. The UI is frozen. He's not able to switch around, hit the back button even, none of that. It's a bad thing. The next one is an asynchronous task, which is good, but watch what happens when I launch this 3-second task by hitting the start button. It happens immediately, and that's a problem because the task didn't really complete in 3 seconds. It still was going to take 3 seconds after pressing the start button, so essentially that's a lie. Now, promises are a way to resolve that. When I press the start button on this third task that uses a promise, not only is it able to tell me only after the task is done and keep my main UI thread from getting frozen, but it's also able to give me progress as it completes. So each second I get a third of the progress. So that's the main reason why you want to use a promise. Now let's go back to the main screen of Code Show and then go back to the promises demo. You can do this with any of the demos. Just right click and see the code. Now I can look at the code that's behind that demo and we can see what's involved in it. So let's go ahead and zoom in and look at the first one here. The first one involves the asynchronous task. This is all the code that it took. The second one, this was the asynchronous task, but we're still not using the promises. Now, the third one, we're actually using a promise. You can see this return new WinJS promise. And then when we get done with that asynchronous task, we call this complete function right here. That's all it takes to implement asynchronicity in JavaScript in Windows 8 and give your user a delightful, fast, and fluid experience.
Hey, that's pretty cool, Jeremy. I have a question for you, though. Are there any other places in Code Show that implement promises?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the other demos need promises in order to implement that asynchronicity. I'm thinking of the Netflix demos that are fetching results from Netflix, and the demo about the WinJS XHR I know is using it, and probably a half a dozen other ones at least. So you can look at the code behind those ones and get some more examples for how promises work.
That is fantastic. Now, keep in mind, everyone is watching, if you want to see all these code samples yourself, that is the HTML, the JavaScript, and the CSS, go to codeshow.codeplex.com, and you can get all of the samples there. Thanks once again to our guest speaker here, Mr. Jeremy Foster. You can find out more about Jeremy at codefoster.com. This is Michael Palermo, and we'll see you again on our next episode.